The odds of becoming truly rich are staggeringly slim. Only about 0.00016% of Britain's population qualifies as rich by Felix Dennis's definition. Even with adjusted odds, your chances remain devastatingly thin. Yet here's the fascinating paradox. Your background doesn't matter in the slightest. Money is colorblind, race-blind, sex-blind, degree-blind, and completely indifferent to your upbringing or circumstances. The young and penniless actually hold the greatest advantage. They have nothing to lose, and therefore possess the freedom to attempt what others consider impossible. This freedom from social expectations becomes a powerful catalyst for risk-taking and innovation. Look at countless self-made individuals, from Andrew Carnegie to Oprah Winfrey, who started with virtually nothing. What's worth pursuing isn't extreme wealth, but becoming comfortably rich, 15 to 40 million in liquid assets. This level provides what truly matters beyond health and love, time and freedom from obligation. At this level, you can live anywhere, work on what interests you, and never worry about basic needs. The price? Complete, unwavering commitment. Half measures and weekend entrepreneurship simply won't work. You must possess not just desire, but compulsion, a fierce inner drive that sustains you when luck turns sour and hope seems lost. Without this burning need, this almost irrational commitment, you're better off choosing a different path altogether. Fear of failure is the primary obstacle to wealth. Think of it as a wild horse that must be tamed and harnessed, not surrendered to. When properly managed, fear can become a powerful force driving you forward. You need what Dennis calls mental armor, thick enough to withstand mockery, yet thin enough to remain open to constructive criticism. This balance is crucial, as being completely closed off can be as damaging as being overly sensitive. Can you fail publicly and repeatedly? Will you ignore neighbors questioning your choices? Can you accept worried loved ones who don't understand your vision? Are you ready to work longer hours than peers, trading immediate pleasures for future gains? Keep a fear journal to document specific fears and their outcomes. You'll likely find most feared scenarios never materialize. Success often comes to those who best master their fears while maintaining momentum. Consider our cosmic insignificance as liberating rather than depressing. We're temporary beings on a tiny planet. Let this perspective free you to pursue wealth without existential burden. The path to wealth requires breaking free from constraints, starting with physical independence, but crucially extending to emotional separation from naysayers Dennis calls the Jeremiahs. These well-meaning friends, family, and spouses often fear both your potential failure and success, as it disrupts their comfort zone and highlights their own hesitation. This separation can be painful but necessary. Many who built fortunes had to distance themselves from loved ones, as the intense focus required strains relationships. Most critically, you must leave regular employment. Steady paychecks dull your appetite for risk and entrepreneurship. Dennis dismisses team spirit as the glue that binds the losers together, an employer's tool to retain valuable staff. He cites Neil Tennant, who rejected a lucrative promotion at Dennis's magazine to form Pet Shop Boys, a decision that led to greater wealth and success precisely because he broke free. One persistent myth needs demolishing. Ideas alone won't make you rich. What matters is implementation. Many entrepreneurs treat their great idea like a golden ticket, hiding behind NDAs, but ideas without execution are merely daydreams. Ray Kroc's McDonald's story proves this point. While the McDonald brothers invented fast food, Kroc built an empire through execution, standardizing operations, developing franchising systems, ensuring quality control, and aggressive marketing. This approach made him a billionaire, while the McDonald brothers sold their rights for just $2.7 million. Even Apple, despite its innovative products, has faced challenges due to Steve Jobs' insistence on a closed ecosystem controlling hardware, software, and accessories. This rigid approach cost Apple significant market share, particularly during the 1980s PC revolution, where IBM's open architecture created a thriving ecosystem. The lesson? Success comes from superior execution, not just ideas. Study successful models, adapt to market conditions, and stay flexible enough to modify your approach when needed. Ideas don't make you rich, executing them properly does. There are six capital sources: inheritance, theft, gambling, marriage, earning, or borrowing. For most entrepreneurs, borrowing becomes inevitable and often the most challenging part of wealth building. Avoid loan sharks and credit cards despite their accessibility. Their high interest rates can devastate a business. While capital is abundant globally, small entrepreneurs face significant barriers, with lenders increasingly demanding equity stakes. Venture capitalists, dolphins for their quick flip approach, provide capital but demand substantial equity and often dictate exit timelines. They typically shift from advisors to operators, driven by pressure for rapid returns. While not inherently harmful, VCs prioritize quick profits. If partnering with them, retain strong legal counsel for negotiations, as contract details can be critical. Their expertise often disadvantages entrepreneurs. The best capital sources are the fishes: friends, family, colleagues, small investors, friendly bankers, advisors, ex-employers, and suppliers. Through this network, Dennis launched his comic publishing venture in 1972 with minimal capital while retaining full ownership of Dennis Publishing. The fundamental principle of wealth building is ownership, not just partial, but complete ownership whenever possible. Fight for every percentage point of ownership, as wealth accumulates disproportionately to those who maintain controlling interests. Dennis's publishing rivals at EMAP, despite building a major media company, earned far less because they never truly owned anything beyond salary and options. While successful, they missed the path to extreme wealth. As Dennis emphasizes, ownership is not the most important thing, it is the only thing that counts. In fast-growing companies, resist diluting ownership too early for short-term capital. Maintaining control, even at the cost of slower growth, is paramount. When partnerships are necessary, follow two rules: base ownership splits on capital contribution and work performed with clear documentation, and maintain your own separate business to preserve independence. Money can corrode your inner fortress, your integrity, self-belief, and love. The pursuit consumes your life, wasting irreplaceable time whether you succeed or fail. Youth is the greatest wealth. Dennis would trade his fortune for his youth back. Wealth doesn't bring independence or happiness, but instead demands, paranoia, and loneliness. The wealthy can only truly trust those who knew them before success. Dennis finds joy in simple pleasures, walking in woods or writing poetry. He hopes to find courage to give away his wealth while living, not after death. Wealth makes you a target, a freighter loaded with ingots others want to plunder. To preserve wealth, give continuously, it returns. Forget spent money. Never loan to friends, give instead. Get initial extravagance out quickly. Cherish old friends. Eight core wealth building principles remain. Analyze your need. Require compulsion, not just desire. Remove negative influences. Focus on execution over ideas. Follow the money. Hire smarter talent. Maintain ownership. Sell when bored. Fear nothing.